17 personalities started the SAS Australia course, but last night in the finale, 4 completed the course, only 3 deemed fit to pass. Nick Cummins, Merrick Watts, and the amazing Sabrina Frederick. Good morning.
Good morning, Damon.
Far out. What an incredibly impressive performance we saw from you across the season. How are you feeling about the experience?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. Obviously, we filmed it a bit ago, so I've had to keep it in for a bit. But getting to re-watch that back was really awesome to watch. And not just my own journey and being a fly on the wall for that, but to see all the other recruits and how they went about things too. It's been, yeah, awesome.
So day one, you chose to box on with a honey badger, which announced you meant business. And you didn't really take a backward step from there. How does it feel to be part of the most successful reality TV partnership Nick Cummins has had?
Oh, I mean, he's a legend. And, you know, I think for him, this was a real opportunity to set the record straight on what he's about. And he's a genuine guy. And he's a weapon. And it was awesome to just be in his presence and be on the show with him. And I'm lucky enough to now call him a friend for life. So, yeah. Definitely, it probably didn't seem that way when we were boxing off day one, but definitely ended off being good friends, which has been great.
There were so many of the cast that were ridiculously impressive throughout the 2 weeks that you filmed the show. Were you close to calling it at any point? We know your back was really hurting on that second to last day.
Yeah, honestly. After I hurt my back, I was struggling throughout the rest of the course. Every day I was dealing with that back pain, and there were definitely moments where I thought, you know, I don't know how much longer I can go. But me, my eyes were always on finishing the course.
Oh, massive effort. The final 24 hours we saw last night included a capture scenario with interrogation where you were forced to listen to a disturbing repetitive noise for hours. Not sure if you actually watched the broadcast last night, but was the short version of what we heard pretty accurate?
Yeah, no, it was 100%. Exactly what you were hearing was what we were hearing. I think we were probably hearing it a bit louder. And it was the only thing we were hearing for hours on hours and hours. So, yeah, and you kind of have to go to a different place in that time. You've got to think of pretty much everything and anything to get you out of that position.
What were you doing? Like, where did your mind go? Did you have tactics? Did you try to repeat the information that you were fed from the DSs leading into that task? What were you doing? Where did your mind go?
Honestly, I was just thinking about life after I get out of here.
I like it.
What am I doing next? Like, what's next for me? You know, what do I want to go on and achieve? All those things. What is next for me once I'm out of here? I think that constant, you know, reaffirming of once I'm out of here, what am I doing? And that for me helped. I heard that, you know, Merrick was thinking about wine while he was in there. Everyone is different.
We are talking to Sabrina Frederick, one of 3 recruits to pass SAS Australia last night. Sabrina, a lot of people feeling for James Magnusson, having not been deemed to pass after making it to the end. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, I mean, the course is extremely tough. And we got told that from day one, that, you know, there are so many people that get through the whole course and don't pass. So it wasn't ever an expectation from any of us. And even in that point where James gave in his number, I was freaking out. I was thinking, oh, shit, I might not be passing either. You know, it was really hard in that moment to see it, but watching it back was even worse. Honestly, James, he's a great guy, and he gave a lot. And in my eyes, he's always got a spot on my team. So, yeah, I feel for the guy, and I'm really proud of him.
One thing that was a bit of a shame last night was that we went through this entire incredible series and it got to the end, and then Channel 7 just bloody wrapped it up so quickly. You passed, smiles, roll credits. What happened next?
Yeah, I mean, once we're flying out of there in the helicopter, that was it. And we kind of, you know, we were lucky enough to spend time with the production crew and the, you know, the producers and the rest of the DS and all that.
Yep.
I mean, for us, you don't get any of that time during the show. We don't see any production whatsoever while we're out there. It's all just camera crew and the recruits and the DS. That's it. So as soon as we finished, we actually got to see all the people that were behind the course, which was pretty cool to see how it all was operating.
Did they at least cater a lunch for you?
Oh, yeah. We got a little bit of food. My first thing while I got out was a coffee. So
yeah, nice one.
To get through.
Considering how little sleep you had, some caffeine would have done you well. I think that any AFL club would want their players to be careful in the off-season. Have you heard from the medic team at Richmond?
Yeah, as soon as I got out of there, the production had been giving close contact to them. So they knew when I hurt my back what happened. And they were across all of it. And as soon as I got out of there, we got to work on my back and we've been doing a lot of rehab and all of that stuff. And I'm in a really good place now and I'm stronger than ever and I'm training for pre-season at the moment. So, yeah, all is good at the moment.
Do you feel like after the assist, kind of Sabrina Frederick 2.0, you're going to scare the hell out of the other women on the field in the AFLW this season? Just stare them down and they're done.
I mean, I'll use anything as extra. Yeah, but I'll do what I always do, just compete and then put in the work. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the season.
Well, we bloody loved getting to know you, Sabrina. Over the entire series of this, you were just one of the personalities that really stood out. We were so proud of you getting to the end and passing the course. You can catch up with the finale and the entire series at 7+. Plus, you get to hear Ant yelling at everyone uncensored. So there's a treat for you all. Sabrina Frederick, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you, Damon.